According to a new poll from the Anti-Defamation League, about a quarter of the world's population says six or more negative statements about Jews are probably true. The poll was designed to put a number on anti-Semitic attitudes worldwide and to help better fight prejudice.
Joining us now to talk about the survey and what it means is Lonnie Nassiter. He's the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, where he oversees a six-state region, which includes Wisconsin. Lonnie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Doing fine. Well, this survey was ambitious. What did you set out to quantify here at the beginning?
We really wanted to do a comprehensive. We've done surveys before, anti-Semitism, but we really kind of focused on America and Europe, and we really felt we wanted to get a sense of the world. And through the generosity of a donor who also had these aspirations, we were able to figure out a way to commission a third party to really get a sense of the world sense of Jews, and if in fact six of the questions were answered in the affirmative, we would then deem them to have anti-Semitic attitudes. And we were able to do 101 countries, including the West Bank and Gaza Strip. So it's probably the biggest survey ever done on anti-Semitism that we have known of. It's definitely the most and the most comprehensive ADL has ever done.
And how did you define anti-Semitism for your survey?
Well, we asked the respondents 11 questions, really playing on stereotypes about Jews pertaining to loyalty, to financial, to business, to the notion that Jews only stick together, talk too much about the Holocaust, several questions that really played on stereotypes and, quite frankly, pernicious notions of Jews. And if the respondents would answer any of those 11, six of the 11 rather, or more, then we would hold those people as having strong anti-Semitic attitudes. So we took it seriously in the sense that we didn't just say if you have one of the 11, you're deemed having anti-Semitic attitudes. It had to be at least six or more. And so as a result, that's where the 26% number that you just mentioned at the beginning really kind of quantifies itself.
And let's talk about the dividing line since we're touching on it now. So if you have expressed agreement with five of those statements, mm-hmm. you fell on the other side of the divide. If six
That's right.
or more anti-Semitic attitudes. So that is something that has drawn some criticism for this survey, saying that it's a fine line to draw. How would you defend using that number right there?
Well, again, it's just a barometer, and there's no surefire way and no scientific method to do this. It's obviously much about opinions and attitudes and all the rest. So there's no direct science of how do you view it. But we felt like, and we've been doing this now for over 40 years, that given the nature of the questions and the frequency in which somebody would answer in the affirmative, having six or more would really kind of quantify that person as holding strong anti-Semitic attitudes. And we just felt like four maybe, you know, too little based on the fact it's less than 50%, but over 50%, and that has been the criteria we've now used for over 40 years, that we would deem them to have these types of attitudes. And as a result, we need to kind of do a more longitudinal approach to this and find out, you know, asking the similar questions in 3-5 years, does it change? And I think, you know, if we're going to keep things consistent, that's a big part of the study as well, as you can't change things up because then it would be an apples to oranges type of comparison.
Now, as we said, 26% of people worldwide you found to have anti-Semitic views. How does the Anti-Defamation League process that number? What do you make of it?
It was sobering. I don't think we were necessarily too shocked or surprised given the fact that we got a taste of what it's like in Europe. And we were actually really saddened by the numbers in the Middle East and North Africa. We had an inkling that it probably wasn't going to be so great, but just the overwhelming numbers of people who answered in the affirmative, you know, 74% holding strong anti-Semitic attitudes in the Middle East and North Africa, really 3 out of 4 is a really big number. And it's unfortunate, and it also means that we as an organization that's aimed at fighting anti-Semitism have our work cut out for us, and we need to take these numbers and bring it to heads of state and say there's a problem here and we'd like to be a part of the solution. We don't want to just scream from the mountaintops there's a problem and there's a lot of people that don't like Jews, but we want to figure out a way to find some commonality and get those numbers to go down and hopefully move the needle a little bit in the positive.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the details of the survey. And if we break it down by country, where did you find the strongest anti-Semitic views, the highest?
By regions, it was clearly the Middle East and North Africa. Coming in second was Eastern Europe. Actually, it was the Americas that came in quite low and Oceania that came in quite low. And Western Europe was somewhere in the middle. If you really broke it down by countries, you look at the West Bank and Gaza, and they're not countries, but they're territories, they were the highest. Iraq was a close second at 92%. And in fact, the top 16 of the countries whose respondents polled anti-Semitism, those top 16 were all from the Middle East and North Africa.
And how about the United States? How did the United States come out?
The United States came out at 9%, which is a little bit lower than we've done our domestic polling over the years. We've been charting for the last, 10 years. It's been hovering around 12 to 15%. But on the good side, that means that the numbers are continuing to go down. When we did this study asking very similar questions in 1964, close to 30% of Americans held strong anti-Semitic attitudes. Now it's down to 9%. That's great progress. I think that's a really encouraging sign that we see here. And also in Canada, it's 14%. So both here and our neighbors to the north, the numbers are significantly lower than in other parts of the world.
And as far as the lowest rates, where did you find that?
Well, interestingly, we found it in Laos, which was 0.2%, and the Philippines was 3%. So two areas in Asia were incredibly low. Also, those countries also said that they hadn't met many respondents that had never met a Jew before, but it didn't mean that the stereotypes corresponded to them having anything negative to say, which was really encouraging. Sweden and the Netherlands, in terms of Western Europe, they polled very low at 5% and 4%. But going back to the Asia thing, which I think is really interesting about this study, and if you go to the Global ADL 100 website, which is a terrific site that we put together, you can actually compare countries and see exactly how each country polled. And you can compare, for example, South Korea versus Laos in Asia, and you notice that in South Korea, it's significantly higher, and to the tune of over 50%, but yet Laos is 0.2%. So then you got to start asking questions like, so what distinguishes a South Korea from a Laos in terms of anti-Semitism? Is it political? Is it in educational systems? Is it cultural? And that's really where I think a lot of people, not just the ADL, can really dig into these findings and get a sense of why and how.
We're talking right now with Lonnie Nossiter, Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League, where he oversees a six-state region, which includes Wisconsin. And we're talking about a new survey now from the ADL, which shows that about 25% of the people worldwide hold anti-Semitic beliefs.
And we want to hear from you. What do you make of these survey findings that our guest is sharing? Why does anti-Semitism have a foothold around the world, some places perhaps more than others? Do you encounter it in your daily life? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking with Lonnie Nossiter, a regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, where he oversees Wisconsin among five other states. And we're talking about a new survey now from the ADL, which shows that about a quarter of people worldwide hold anti-Semitic beliefs.
And you can join the conversation. What do you make of the findings our guest has been sharing? Why do you think anti-Semitism plays a big role in the world? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Lonnie, let's talk about the Holocaust. This was something else that your survey looked at. What did you find about attitudes surrounding the Holocaust today?
Sure. We found out that 54% of the people we polled had heard of the Holocaust before. So I guess the good news is that 54% of the world seems to know what it was. The bad news is that the other percentage, the 46%, don't know about the Holocaust. That's not good, which means we have education to do about this unique tragedy in history. But of the 54% that heard about the Holocaust, 33% of those that heard about it believed it was a myth or inaccurately described. So that's really troubling, the notion that of the 54%, a third of them believe that the Holocaust didn't happen or was fabricated in an effort for Jews to advance, et cetera, which is really troubling. And I think it kind of goes to a lot of what ADL does, and that is Holocaust education and making sure that notions of never again really do live on, that people understand that, you know, this is clearly documented, that the 6 million did in fact perish, and we hope and pray that that kind of thing will never happen again.
Let's go to our calls right now. We've got Scott on the line from Waukesha. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
It's interesting because your correspondent was just talking about the issue of Holocaust denial, and when I heard this topic, the very first thing I thought of was that, because I have had a number of students who enter my classes and they would say virulently that they're not anti-Semitic, and yet they have bought into elements of Holocaust denial and they want to revise ideas about the Holocaust. and there's no way to take that position, or there's no reason to take that position unless you harbor anti-Semitic feelings. So these are people who have anti-Semitic viewpoints, and yet they don't even recognize it, or at least they outwardly say that they don't.
All right. Thank you a lot. Thank you much for that comment, Scott. And Lonnie, what do you think about that comment that people harbor anti-Semitic beliefs, but they don't recognize that they do?
Yeah, that is something, and that's what's enlightening about this survey is, too, that it allows people to really think about the question about Jews and then answer, rather than just having an open-ended discussion, and there weren't really a way for us to chronicle whether or not we felt that they had strong anti-Semitic attitudes, which may be hard. This way, you kind of have pointed questions which would indicate a bias one way or the other. The issue of Holocaust denial, I think the caller was right, Scott, in terms of saying that, you know, if you deny the Holocaust, there has to be something lurking underneath that person, which really is something that has a deep animus against Jews, because at its core, it's essentially saying that the Jews were using this catastrophe to advance their cause, or, you know, maybe come up with the state of Israel, whatever it may be. I'm sure there's a theory behind it which is just so blatantly false, misleading, and clearly destructive.
It is striking that 54% of people had heard of the Holocaust, and, you know, that means, you know, the other rest of the 100% hadn't heard about it. I would have thought it was one of the top distinguishing historical markers of the last, you know, century. What do you make of that? Have you gotten to the point where you're drawing conclusions about the results of the survey?
Yeah, well, you know what? We also broke it down by age in terms of the Holocaust. So clearly, and also by region. So let's start with region first. In Western Europe, obviously, the numbers would indicate and made sense is that 94% are aware of the Holocaust. Eastern Europe, it's 82%. So in those regions where, unfortunately, the atrocities happened, there clearly is a recognition and an understanding of what went down. In other areas, in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, however, it's less than 50%. And then with age, we notice that in respondents who are 50 or older, 61% were aware of the Holocaust, and under 35, 48%. So there is an age issue that we need to be cognizant of here, and that is the fact that, you know, if you, quote, lived through this, in the sense that, you know, you lived either during the Holocaust or you lived a little bit after it happened, you probably have a much better sense of its reality than you did if you're 20 years old or 23 when it happened, you know, 60 years ago.
And another striking fact, and this is something that you mentioned a bit ago, 70% of the people who expressed anti-Semitic views had never met a Jewish person. And I wonder what you make about that.
Yeah, that's it's a fascinating finding as well, is the notion that you hadn't met a Jew before, but a third of those or a quarter of those still harbor anti-Semitic attitudes. The only thing you can surmise is that the lack of exposure, unfortunately, has led to people believing what they read or what they hear, rather than having one-on-one, face-to-face exposure with Jews and being able to kind of hopefully deconstruct myths and stereotypes. You know, the lack of exposure would probably just lead one to believe that somehow, some way, they've heard about what Jews are and how they are represented in the world, and they've never had a Jewish person in front of them to rebut it.
Let's go back to the calls. Now we've got Chad joining us from Dubuque, Iowa. Hi, Chad.
Hi, how are we doing?
Good. What is your comment?
Well, I think it's mostly just a lack of, pretty much echoing what your guest is saying, that it's a lack of information, a lack of knowing. There's a lot of disinformation out there as well, you know, which has been going throughout history with the protocols of Zion. And I actually read a book by Abraham Foxman called Jews and Money, and it just goes through a lot of the stereotypes throughout history about why anti-Semitic views have started, and just throughout history when things have gone wrong in an era, a lot of times the default was to blame Jews for, you know, almost anything that would go wrong in society.
Yeah. And interestingly, Amanda and Rob and Chad, for that matter, so what we're finding also, which we thought, you asked me what were some of the surprises, in Western Europe, which the numbers are significantly lower than in Eastern Europe, there was one Western European country, it was Greece, that really went way higher than we ever anticipated. And that concerned us because it was so different than the rest of Western Europe. It was 69% of respondents in Greece polled very high in terms of anti-Semitic attitudes, and that goes exactly what he was saying. One can surmise that because of the economic collapse in Greece, people are potentially looking for a scapegoat, which unfortunately has, you know, Jews have been the beneficiary of that terrible notion for years and years, and one can probably take the leap that they're looking for people to blame, and unfortunately it's the Jews, coupled with a political party that has a very anti-Jewish motivational background behind it as well, in right now in Greece.
And in our last minute here, so the goal of the survey is to have data to mm-hmm. use to combat prejudice. Sure. How will you use these numbers going forward?
We'll use these numbers to educate. Thankfully, now with social media, no matter where you are in the world, you can get these numbers and look at them, and you can do a country-by-country analysis in terms of how the question is played out. But we really want, we want heads of state, we want people in these countries to look at these numbers, look at themselves in the mirror and say, is this accurate? Isn't this accurate? If they say this may be accurate, and hopefully they'll then say, then it's a problem, and we need to address it. And there's a lot of ways to address it, whether it be in the school systems, whether it be politically, culturally. There are ways to bring the number down. The United States is a perfect example how in just 45, 50 years we've gone significantly down in terms of anti-Semitic attitudes, and it's through a concerted effort by all different levels and levers to get those numbers down. But if people take it seriously, the needle can move.
Lonnie, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
That was Lonnie Nossiter, Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League, where he oversees a 6-state region, including Wisconsin, talking about a new survey measuring anti-Semitism worldwide.